He's a man who would look good in a Hart Schaffner Mark suit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. Mr. Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee, and now political expert par excellence on your MSNBC. You see him on The Morning Joe.
Yeah.
He's right now shopping for a wedding gift for them, for those two kids. I think he's doing that right now.
A little wedding coming up.
And you can hear him on the POTUS channel on that Sirius XM. And so you got the whole thing going. The man is a very busy man.
It's good. So when is the wedding again?
Yeah, I don't know.
You would know.
I don't know. When is that wedding? I don't know. I want you to take me as your date.
I be the plus one?
Yeah, I want to go and kiss the bride and do all that. Joe's very tall.
That works.
You know, the funny thing is everybody on the show is real tall. Michael's real tall.
Uh-huh.
Joe Scarborough is like real tall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like
Mika tall?
Yeah, Mika, I don't know. Is Mika tall?
Mika tall?
She's got good height, yeah.
Statuesque?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what.
Better wear my heels then.
Yeah,
we
okay.
go.
we're plus one and plus two.
Yeah, it kind of counts as one because we're a radio team.
Right, get us an invitation. You know what? I'll stay. She'll have the salad. I'll have the entree. She'll have the dessert.
I don't eat much, really. Yeah, so I'm a cheap date.
Yeah.
I don't drink much. It's good. It's all good.
It's gonna be good. All right. Hey, let's first of all, the president. You know this. You know that crazy Alex Jones who's got the the crazy radio show. He contends that the president has been drugged by his own staff. And this is why he's acting the way he is. He's cutting deals with Democrats and he's acting presidential. I'm starting to believe in Alex Jones. It's the first time ever I've agreed with him on anything. I'm actually surprised that the president has. What do you make of this, Michael Steele? Do you think someone has gotten to him and shown him, the president pictures of aliens or something? He goes, you have no idea how deep this thing goes. What's going on there?
No, I think he's just found his space. You know, everybody, when you do whatever you do, you get to that cruising level. You find that altitude that it's safe to breathe the air, And I think for him, he's begun to find it. And I think a lot of it has to do with a decision that he's made to free himself of the traditional chains that have bound previous, prior presidents. And that is trying to be, lockstep with, beholden to a legislative / political agenda from Capitol Hill. And he recognizes, certainly after the healthcare debacle, that the Republicans just don't have their act together. And that's largely because I think a lot of the Republican leadership assumed that they would just be able to manipulate him into the space they wanted him to fit into. So, we'll suffer through the crazy primary. We'll put up with the noise about Russia. But at the end of the day, on the legislative stuff that we want to get done, the president will be there to just sign the bill. And, you got to get him a bill. And the president recognized, they're not capable of doing that. And two, you've got to figure out what the bill is going to be. And, they wanted to do health care. The president wanted to do economic development and jobs. They won that round. It turned out miserably. And the president now feels, okay, we did that. Now my turn. And I think this is a little bit of his turn.
You know, Michael Steele, my favorite piece of leaked audio for the week, probably maybe the summer, was the Chuck Schumer stuff that came off the hot mic off the floor when he was basically saying he likes us. He likes me anyway. And then he talked about how, what would you tell the president? How'd you do this thing with DACA? How'd you get him on your side? He says, well, sometimes you can step right, you can step left, but you get boxed in. And basically saying there was this feeling of like victoriousness that he had felt like he connected with this president, that he was going to come over to his side and they got him. Is that what we should believe?
Yeah, well, I think some of that has to do with just that New York state of mind that exists between two New Yorkers. I mean, there was a moment in that meeting, if you go and look at the videotape, where Schumer had sort of smirk on his face. Trump is talking. He sort of looks over at Schumer, and you could tell in that moment they were on the same page. And then shortly after that, he tells his, Secretary of the Treasury to shut up. It's like, oh, okay, got it. I think there's a little bit of the New York connection there for sure. But I think it's also the president and certainly Bannon and others, who have screaming headlines on Breitbart, about Amnesty Don and all of that. Okay, that notwithstanding, this still plays into a broader narrative of deconstructing the administrative state, which has as much to do with the political parties as it does with the administration of government.
Yeah.
And so I think for the president, this is all part of an ongoing narrative. that he's freer now to play. You may recall it.
I got to stop you on that point.
Sure.
Freer now to play. What makes him freer? Is what makes him freer the fact that he was failing doing it his way, which was, you know, trying to, first of all, a lot of chaos. There was nothing. There seemed he just would throw whatever whim was at his, you know, in his head and throw it at them. His communication style, his communications department, the shop there that, you know, was letting him down because they weren't, he wasn't respecting them and they weren't able to wrangle him. Somehow they're able to wrangle him now. And keep him on message. That's important. Maybe he just learned it. But is it that he realized this is really who he is, and he does want to cut these bipartisan deals? He likes to talk a bombastic game, but at the end of the day, he's a pretty moderate politician.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a Democrat. I mean, just, you know, that's what he was before he became a candidate for president, and that's fine. I mean, just know what he is. I mean, but, you know, as I was going to say, the fact of the matter is, and why I say he's free, I've always said he's free. In fact, I remember talking about the fact during the inaugural period that this is the freest president we've ever had. He's not beholden, I mean, except for George Washington, he's not beholden to any political system. He's not beholden to any political party. Those things didn't exist at the time of Washington, so he was free to kind of figure out what the presidency should be or would be. Donald Trump is free of those structures that exist now, and it's figuring out what he wants the presidency to be for himself. So he's not sitting there trying to do it the way his predecessors have done it from either side. He's getting comfortable with the idea, even though I still contend he does not like the job.
it's pretty obvious.
So the fact of the matter is he wants to get big things done quickly. Mm-hmm. And if that means getting Chuck and Nancy to the table to agree on X, Y, and Z, then that's what I want to do, because the rest of his agenda has probably very little to do with the presidency itself and everything to do with what he wants to do later on. So I have a theory. Not complicated for him.
I have a theory. I scared Anna yesterday when I rolled it out. I'm going to roll it past you now, because I scare you every week. It doesn't matter. It's surprising that you keep calling this number back. I think that he pulls out of the presidency after the 2018 elections. And he comes up with a reason. I don't know what justification he's going to come up with.
I don't think so.
But he doesn't run in 2020, and he doesn't stay the entire time. Hands it over to Pence so Pence can run in 2020, as he calls him.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable and logical conclusion.
Really?
I absolutely have no problem with that. I see that. And again, if he's able to get DACA done, the debt done, a budget, some form of healthcare thingy, whatever, but okay, let's not rely on that.
How's your hopey thingy thing going?
But tax reform of some form, we know what tax reform is. What are they talking about? They're not talking about tax reform. They're talking about tax cuts. So they're using the term tax reform, but the reality is what's going to be produced are tax cuts. He gets those things done. And, you know, the icing on that cake is infrastructure, then, yeah, I could see the president going, okay, well, that just about covers me. I'm out. Yeah. And moving on to something else. And it's not – and the thing, you know, people get all upset when they hear that. But I'm like, okay, I say that because I have an inkling of the man and how he looks at this stuff. He's not happy in the job. He hates the constrictions of being president. He hates the accountability of being president. And he hates the fact that no one listens to him. So,
do you think now there was a story? Is it the Times today that had the story that he went and did he went and cut the deal with the Democrats because he was upset about the story that indicated that he was not being respected by Republicans, that they weren't afraid of him anymore? Do you think that's true?
I think that fed into it. Sure. That hits the ego. That certainly would start shredding away at that, just as that meeting in the Oval Office was you know, partly the president kind of doing this thing and sort of moving things in a different direction. And the other part was a payback for all the grief he got for Charlottesville from Republicans.
Yeah.
With this president, it's always part personal, part political, part policy. Now, it's just a matter of how much of each of those parts are going to prevail. They're not always in equal doses, but, yeah, they all kind of come together for him, and he applies them according to the situation and ultimately what he wants to get out of it in the end.
Got it. All right. Michael Steele,
Thanks, Michael.
Good weekend. And, again, now I want you to
know. You too.
Maybe Monday morning, I said to Joe and Mika, hey, listen, can I get another two for the wedding? Roman Anna.
I'll bring it up.
We're fun people.
Yeah.
We won't embarrass you.
I believe we're tall enough. I don't think we're as tall as we need to be, but we're tall enough.
If we could get one of you to play the accordion, I think that'll work.
I play the violin.
I think Anna, you're right. Anna took the Suzuki method.
So I can learn that stuff quickly.
Yeah, she can learn. Right. She's ready to go. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael Steele. Bye.
Bye, Michael.